KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:07, we have partly cloudy skies, 11 degrees above zero. We look forward to be partly cloudy today, a high of 22. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, totally remodeled, restocked, and ready to serve you with the prices you need, the service you deserve. Topping Western Iowa news, a 5-year-old girl has died 2 weeks after she was hit by a truck while sledding down her grandfather's driveway. Council Bluffs police reported Sunday afternoon that Kaylee Maloney had died Saturday at the Nebraska Medical Center in Omaha, where she was being treated since the November 16th accident. Maloney had been sledding down the driveway of her grandfather's property at 44 Bennett Avenue when she was hit by a 2005 Chevrolet pickup truck after she slid into the street. No charges have been filed. The incident remains under investigation. Elsewhere in news from over the weekend, a juvenile was arrested in Red Oak Saturday for intentionally keying a car owned by a rural Red Oak couple. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reports the arrest of 16-year-old Justice Myers of Villisca following an investigation into a vehicle that had been damaged in the parking lot of the Red Oak Lanes. Myers was charged with criminal mischief in the second degree and cited in a juvenile court before being released to his parents. Damage to the couple's Chevy HHR amounted to about $2,500. A man who allegedly tried to abduct a student at a Council Bluffs elementary school back in 2013 has been declared incompetent to stand trial. The Daily Nonpareil reports 21-year-old Nathan Bussey will instead go to the Iowa Medical and Classification Center, also known as Oakdale Prison in Coralville, for observation and treatment. Bussey had been set to stand trial tomorrow for the attempted abduction of a 10-year-old fifth grader near Edison Elementary. He was scheduled to plead guilty to child stealing, a Class C felony, and register as a sex offender for the rest of his life. Pottawatomie County Attorney John Jacob Meyer told the paper the prosecution didn't contest the decision to find Bussey incompetent. The attorney said Bussey will remain at Oakdale until he's deemed competent, if that occurs. Authorities said around 2:20 p.m. on January 28th of 2013, a 10-year-old student was walking on 4th Avenue about a block from the school to meet a family member for a ride after finishing her duty as a crossing guard. Bussey allegedly grabbed the girl's arm and forced her to walk with him for several feet. The youngster was eventually able to break free of his grasp and run to a family member. Bussey fled the area and was later located by the victim's father, who detained the man until police arrived. The girl and her family did not know Bussey. The prosecution and defense had reached a plea agreement in the deal, but an August hearing, 4th Judicial District Court Judge Timothy O'Grady questioned Bussey's competency. Bussey was scheduled to enter a plea and face sentencing on August the 7th. He had trouble answering questions about whether he understood the proceedings in the Pottawatomie County Courthouse, prompting O'Grady to continue the matter. In our funeral announcements, Barbara Norman, age 87, of Atlantic, died Thursday at the Heritage House in Atlantic. Celebration of Life services for Barbara Norman will be today at 10 o'clock at the Evangelical Free Church in Atlantic, with Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic in charge of arrangements. Lee Sheeter, age 58, of Guthrie Center, died Tuesday in Des Moines. Memorial services for Lee Sheeter will be today at 10 o'clock at the First United Methodist Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. Janet Florine Fezzer Sepker, age 67, of Defiance, died Thursday at the Manning Regional Health Care Center. A massive Christian burial service for Janet Sepker will be held today at 10:30 at St. Peter's Catholic Church in Defiance. Pauly Jones Funeral Home of Harlan has arrangements. Myrtle Heckman, age 91, of Menlo, died Wednesday at the Stewart Community Care Center. Funeral services for Myrtle Heckman will be today at 10:30 at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart. Steve Kesterson, age 59, of Harlan, died Tuesday. A massive Christian burial service for Steve Kesterson will be today at 11 o'clock at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Regine Namani, age 65, of Oakland, died Wednesday. A memorial service for Regine Namani will be today at 11 o'clock at the Oakland Christian Church. Reconvene Funeral Home in Oakland has arrangements. Phyllis Nielsen, age 93, of Coon Rapids, died Wednesday in Carroll. Funeral services for Phyllis Nielsen will be today at 11 o'clock at the First Christian Church in Coon Rapids. Odie Funeral Home in Coon Rapids has arrangements. Marjorie Schultz, age 91, of Atlantic, died Friday. No services are planned, but a visitation for Marjorie Schultz will be held today from 3 until 4 o'clock at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Lloyd Kelly, age 74, of Audubon, died Thursday in Carroll. Funeral services for Lloyd Kelly will be tomorrow at 10 o'clock at St. John's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Lyon Knudsen, age 97, of Harlan and formerly of Shelby, died Saturday. Funeral services for Lyon Knudsen will be held tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Shelby United Methodist Church. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Michael Monk, age 51, of rural Audubon, died Saturday at his home near Manning. Funeral services for Michael Monk will be on Wednesday at 10:30 at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Richard Bernhardt, age 88, formerly of Atlantic, died Wednesday in Kansas City. Funeral services for Richard Bernhardt will be this Wednesday at 1:30 at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic. Francis Weiss, age 76, of Exira, died Wednesday in Dallas, Texas. Funeral services for Francis Weiss will be on Thursday at 10:30 at St. Mary's Catholic Church in Anita. Hockenberry Family Care of Anita has arrangements. Jeremy Brewer, age 36, of Fontenelle, died Thursday in Des Moines. Celebration of life services for Jeremy Brewer will be this Thursday at 2 o'clock at the Avondale United Methodist Church in rural Fontenelle. Steen Funeral Home of Fontenelle has arrangements. Richard Jobe, age 84, of Atlantic, died Friday at ANRC. Memorial services for Richard Jobe will be Thursday at 2 o'clock at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic. Ronald Simon, age 72, of Atlantic, died Tuesday at CCMH. No services are planned, but visitation for Ronald Simon will be on Saturday from 11 a.m. until noon at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic. Barbara Cornish, age 90, of Bayard, died Sunday in Perry. Services for Barbara Cornish are pending at the Odie Funeral Home in Bayard. Merlin John Norton, age 72, of Atlantic, died Friday in Omaha. Services for Merlin Norton are pending at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. And Milo Mike G. Keeney, age 73, of Guthrie Center and formerly of Maquoketa, died Wednesday. Services for Mike Keeney are pending at the Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center. The news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy in Atlantic. The prices you need, the service you deserve. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.